Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third, the left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Schneck moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Schneck scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Grote moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Fanzone moves to second. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Kremel now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Mitterwald to Kessinger and they have Jones trapped. The throw over to Williams, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schneck strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman bunts towards the mound. Kremel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kremel. Garrett scores. Grote goes all the way around to score. Koosman moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Todd now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Todd, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schneck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Alexander pinch hits for Jim Todd. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. the umpire calls a balk on Burris. Harrelson moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fanzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Milner steals second. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schneck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Ray Burris. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pena. Grote moves to third. Koosman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 4 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Dave Schneck now playing left field. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Kessinger scores. Rosello moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Mets. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosello scores. Harris moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Mets. Bob Miller now pitching. Chris Ward pinch hits for Jerry Morales. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.